This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In San Francisco, it is Barry Bonds Day. The mayor proclaimed it so after the giant slugger finally broke Hank Aaron's all-time home run record last night. NPR's Richard Gonzalez says fans are still reliving the big moment.
With a hometown crowd in a packed stadium, the stage was set for Barry Bonds to make history. And in the fifth inning, he did it by hitting number 756. Among the cheering fans was Jim Easton of Fresno. Today, as some tried to rain on his celebration with talk of Bonds and steroids, Easton was in no mood for it.
I don't pay attention to it. I'll let the court sort that out and let history sort it out. Right now, I just want to live for the moment just like he does.
I'm standing near the corner of 3rd and King in San Francisco in front of AT&T Park, and nearby about 100 people are waiting in line in front of the Giants dugout. It's the team's souvenir shop, and all these people are looking to buy memorabilia of last night's historic home run by Barry Bonds.
Well, I'm looking for caps and look for anything Barry Bonds, 756.
Roland Savolano of San Francisco has an armful of Giants T-shirts. He's trying to make up for the fact that he missed last night's game.
I tell you, that's the good thing about someone like Barry Bonds getting a record and everyone can celebrate it. Jesus Christ, that's a good feeling.
Today, as Mayor Gavin Newsom proclaimed Barry Bonds Day, he promised there will also be a citywide celebration coming soon. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.